News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Accused of killing of 8 policemen in Kanpur's Bikru village, gangster Vikas Dubey had stayed in Uttar Pradesh's Noida for 2 nights on July 5 and July 6 before being nabbed in Ujjain in Madhya Pradesh. Sources aware of the matter, who did not want to be named, informed News 18 that Dubey was in Noida for his surrender and stayed at the house of a known criminal lawyer. Sources said that the Noida police were contacted for Dubey's surrender. However, they refused to carry out the procedure. Later, the lawyer also reached out to the Delhi police for the gangster's surrender, but was also denied. Dubey then moved to Kota in Rajasthan, where his surrender was once again refused by the state police. He finally spoke to one Tiwari in Ujjain, whose brother happens to be a businessman in Kanpur. Sources said it was Tiwari who hatched the plan where Dubey would be at Mahakal Temple in Ujjain. This time they had not involved the police, said sources, putting to rest the conjecture around whether it was a surrender or an arrest. Several opposition leaders on Thursday raised questions after Dubey was taken into custody. Bharatiya Janata Party leaders, on the other hand, praised the efforts of the police in Madhya Pradesh as well as Uttar Pradesh. Both states are ruled by the Saffron Party. MP Minister Narottam Mishra confirmed that Dubey was in police custody. Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said he has spoken with his UP counterpart Adityanath. Further action will be taken, said Chauhan. The Madhya Pradesh police will hand over Vikas Dubey to Uttar Pradesh police. A special task force of UP police, which left for Ujjain on Thursday evening, took Dubey in custody and left for Kanpur. On July 3, a deputy superintendent of police, 3 sub-inspectors and 4 constables were shot dead while trying to arrest Dubey, who has 60 criminal cases against him in Kanpur's Bikru village. 4 others were critically injured. Several of Dubey's aides have either been arrested or killed in encounters over the past week. The gangster escaped after the encounter on July 3, following which there were reports of him being seen in Faridabad in Haryana. The UP police had placed a bounty of Rs. 5 lakh on him. The National Investigation Agency will now probe the Kerala gold scam case. The Ministry of Home Affairs, in a statement on Thursday, cited national security as the reason for handing over the case to the Central Probe Agency. The MHA permits the National Investigation Agency to investigate the Thiruvananthapuram Airport gold smuggling case, as the organized smuggling operation may have serious implications for national security, said the MHA spokesperson in a tweet. The case pertains to customs officials at the airport coming across 30 kilograms of gold worth about Rs. 15 crore in diplomatic baggage on July 4. The gold was found in baggage linked to the United Arab Emirates consulate in the state. Key accused Swapna Suresh is absconding, and the opposition has alleged that she is being protected by the Chief Minister's office. NIA officials, when contacted by News 18, said they are yet to receive a copy of the order. Officials said that if national security is being cited, then the NIA FIR could be under relevant sections of the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. Smuggling is not a scheduled offence, but the 2019 NIA Amendment Act empowered it to probe cases outside India. Kerala Chief Minister Pinaray Vijayan had on Wednesday shot off a letter to Prime Minister Narendra Modi seeking his intervention for an effective investigation into the seizure of the gold. Kerala Congress leader Ramesh Chennithala had demanded a CBI probe into the case, which has embroiled the Chief Minister's office as well. The Kerala government has welcomed the move by the central government. We welcome the NIA probe in the gold smuggling case. Any probe by central agencies is a welcome one. The probe should be unbiased and fair. The truth should come out, said State Minister E.P. Jayarajan. India on Thursday said it is keeping the UAE embassy informed about the case and that the mission was extending all cooperation to the customs authorities examining it. The embassy in Delhi earlier said that an investigation into the source of the cargo has begun and that those responsible had not only committed a major crime but also sought to tarnish the reputation of the UAE mission in India, and they will not be spared. Rejecting US President Donald Trump's complaints that he's being harassed, the Supreme Court ruled on Thursday in favor of a New York prosecutor's demands for the billionaire president's tax records. But in good political news for Trump, his taxes and other financial records almost certainly will be kept out of the public eye, at least until after the November election. In a separate case, the justices kept a hold on banking and other documents about Trump, family members, and his businesses that Congress has been seeking for more than a year. The court said that while Congress has significant power to demand the president's personal information, it is not limitless. The court turned away the broadest arguments by Trump's lawyers and the Justice Department that the president is immune from investigation while he holds office, or that a prosecutor must show a greater need than normal to obtain the tax records. But it is unclear when a lower court judge might order the Manhattan District Attorney's subpoena to be enforced. Trump is the only president in modern times who has refused to make his tax returns public, and before he was elected, he promised to release them. He didn't embrace Thursday's outcome as a victory, even though it is likely to prevent his opponents in Congress from obtaining potentially embarrassing personal and business records ahead of Election Day. In fact, the increasing likelihood that a grand jury will eventually get to examine the documents drove the president into a public rage. He lashed out, declaring that it's a pure witch hunt, it's a hoax, and calling New York, where he has lived most of his life, a hellhole. The documents have the potential to reveal details on everything from possible misdeeds to the true nature of the president's vaunted wealth, not to mention uncomfortable disclosures about how he has spent his money and how much he's given to charity. The rejection of Trump's claims of presidential immunity marked the latest instance where his broad assertion of executive power has been rejected. Trump's two High Court appointees, Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, joined the majority in both cases, along with Chief Justice John Roberts and the four liberal justices. Roberts wrote both opinions. Congressional subpoenas for information from the president, however, implicate special concerns regarding the separation of powers. The courts below did not take adequate account of those concerns, Roberts wrote in the congressional case. But Roberts also wrote that Trump was asking for too much. The standards proposed by the president and the Solicitor General, if applied outside the context of privileged information, would risk seriously impeding Congress in carrying out its responsibilities, the Chief Justice wrote. The ruling returns the congressional case to lower courts with no clear prospect for when it might ultimately be resolved. Park Won-soon, the three-term mayor of South Korea's capital, a fierce critic of economic inequality, who was seen as a potential presidential candidate in 2022, was found dead early on Friday. He was 64. Police said Park's body was found near a restaurant nestled in wooded hills stretching across northern Seoul after a more than 7-hour search involving hundreds of police officers, firefighters, drones, and dogs. They said there were no signs of foul play but gave no further details on the cause of death. The Seoul Metropolitan Government earlier said Park did not come to work on Thursday and had cancelled his schedule for the day. His daughter reported him missing on Thursday afternoon, saying he had given her a will-like verbal message and left home. He was last seen on security video entering a park at the mouth of the hills late on Thursday morning. It wasn't immediately clear what caused Park's disappearance and death. When asked about local media reports that one of his secretaries had filed a complaint against him involving alleged sexual harassment, Seoul police official Choi Ik-soo confirmed that a complaint against Park had been filed with police on Wednesday but didn't specify what he was accused of. Park, a liberal human rights lawyer who once led two of South Korea's most influential civic groups, was credited with winning the country's first sexual harassment conviction as an attorney. He was elected Seoul mayor in 2011, upsetting his conservative opponent as an independent candidate backed by opposition liberals. He became the city's first mayor, elected to a third term in June 2018, and had been considered a potential presidential candidate in the next election in 2022. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.